Welcome to Christians versus the World. I am your host, Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you for joining me. With this third episode, what I want to do on this podcast is to talk about a subject that I often give thought to. And I give thought to it because of my age and what I've experienced and dealing with friends, family members, just people that you know, people that you see of your own age, and God willing, I am turning 50 this year. You can't help but notice this if you are a Christian. You can't help but to notice this issue, and at times to be baffled by it, at times to be amazed by it, but at times also to be so thankful about you no longer being in this particular situation. Here's another one of those distinctions again between the Christians versus the world, where here are the Christians have left their former life and the unbelievers are still in that life. Now, you might ask the question, what is it then that I'm discerning about them being in their former life that I have been brought out of and that they are still living? The life that you as a Christian have been brought out of and that they are still living. Or if you are not a Christian, the life that you are still in. Well, it's the life of sin. It's the life where they are still living a life that is contrary to the word of God, that is a foolish, harmful, destructive life. Yet what you will find is that they delight in this life. They revel in it. They thoroughly enjoy being in that life. The life that you have been brought out of, they are still in it and they enjoy it and they see nothing wrong with it. And here you are in amazement, looking at them, seeing them on a daily basis, interacting with them. People that could be your loved one, friends, people that you've come up with, people that you know now, here they are the same age as you, but yet here they are still indulging in that life, partying in that life. And you are amazed. You are struck by their foolishness, how they continue to pursue that life, wanting more and more. Not thinking about the consequence that's going to come as a result of that life. And I tell you, that used to be me. So don't think I'm saying, oh, how much better I am than them. In amazement, I am saying, I recognize that that used to be me and that God brought me out. I'm thankful. I'm amazed. I give thanks to God. But still looking at people, again, grown men, here I am, I think I've said before, here I am, God willing, getting ready to turn 50 this year, to see grown men, old men now, I can't just say grown men now, old men who are still talking about going to clubs, still talking about drinking, still talking about getting high, still talking about being gangsters or being in the street, still doing things that are contrary against God's word. They are boasting about their sin. And I just think how strange that is to be at that age. You know, it's one thing to be a young fool. Oh, but it's a total different animal to be an old fool. That after all of these years, here they are still living this life. That's horrible. Now, I want to go to a few passages, just three quick passages to deal with this and to give you a little bit of insight, I would say, in regards to this. And what I want to do is to use these passages to show you how the scripture speaks of this former way of life that we once had and how God called us out of this form of life and the language that it uses. And also to show you even how the unbeliever looks at us in regard to the new life that we live. Here's the first passage, and I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Normally, the Bible of preference for me is the NASB. I am reading from the New Living Translation because I think it is a version that gives an easier understanding for some. And so, as the old King James Version or the King James Version of the Bible says, and all that, get an understanding. So I think this particular Bible will help as for some who might not be as familiar with the Word of God. And so, or again, just looking for understanding and clarity, I like to use the NLT, New Living Translation, just for situations like this. But now when I'm teaching and preaching, I'm using the NASB. And the NASB is just a more, some would say, literal translation, but that's a whole different issue. But again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And listen to what it says in Ephesians chapter 4. I'm starting with Ephesians chapter 4 at verse 17 through 24. I'll be reading through verse 24. With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do. Now, the Gentiles are those who would be characterized as unbelievers, those who do not know God. The text goes on to say, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. Get that? Read that again. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Notice what that text says, that we are to no longer live like the Gentiles, those who do not know God. They are helplessly confused, or hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and darkened their hearts against him. No sense of shame, it says they have. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity, all kinds of sins, all kind of depravity, all that which is evil and wicked, they celebrate it. And here we are as Christians. The scripture says, no, for us, we've let that go. We recognize that Christ and being in Christ, there's a new life that we live. We've let that go. We're through with that. That's not what we've learned. We've learned to put off our old self and to live this new life. We're no longer to be corrupted by the lust and deception. Again, now by us having the Holy Spirit, because we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ, that is no longer us. So you can see how that form of life then should be something that Christians recognize and others, they see it. They should be aware, they recognize it. They recognize that that used to be them. But they also give thanks that that's no longer me. That's no longer who I am, because now in Jesus Christ, I'm someone different. Next scripture. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. Isn't that something? You will not live the rest of your life chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. It goes on to say, verse 3, you have had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy. Let me read that again. You have had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy. You've had your time with that. You've had your fill. You're through with the evil things that godless people enjoy. And then it goes on to specify what those evil things are that these godless people, these Gentiles, these unbelievers, what they enjoy. Their immorality, their sexual sins and lust, their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties. And their terrible worship of idols. Notice that the drunkenness, the wild parties, the feasting, the reveling around in sins and things that they should not be doing. Worshiping of things they should not be worshiping instead of the one true living God. Indulging in their sexual sins from adultery, fornication, homosexuality. And they enjoy these things. This is what they do. And so when you see them, even on social media, they are boasting about these things. They are posting pictures. They are proud of their sins. The text goes on to say, verse 4, of course, your former friends, and watch this. This is very interesting for the scripture to point this out. I want you to see. And this is where the discernment comes in. Watch what the scripture says here in verse 4. This is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 4. Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do, so they slander you. Again, of course, your former friends are surprised. They're surprised. The same way you are surprised or, let's say, struck again, by the life that they continue to live, this destructive life of sin that they continue to live and continue to indulge themselves in. You wonder about it. You're like, how can they do it? You don't get it. You're bewildered by those that would continue in such a destructive path. Well, in the same way that you are bewildered and confused by their actions, the same way the scripture says they're surprised that you no longer plunge into the same flood of wild and destructive things that they do. The idea that you broke off from doing those things and now here you are living a totally different life. A life that is now opposite of the life that they live. They're surprised by this. They don't understand you. In the same way that you do not understand them, the scripture says they do not understand you. They're surprised. They don't get it. How dare you, or how could you possibly leave all of this sin, all of this darkness, all of this wickedness, all of this life to enjoy along this dark path and to give it up and to say that you're through with the drinking? You're through with the partying. You're through with the sexual sins. Now it's all about God. It's all about a life of peace, of quietness, a life of worship of the one true living God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who do you think you are? Notice what the scripture says at the end of verse 4. So they slander you. Yes, they will talk about you. They will lie on you. They will slander you for leaving such a life and to dare to be something different in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, in one way, we come back to our overall theme of the show, right? As a whole, Christians versus the world. You have left the world. You are no longer of the world or living that life in the world. And here you are now chosen a path of righteousness, of holiness, that says to sin, that says to darkness, no more. That says to the people who you used to do those things with, no more. I've told the story of how when I first came to Christ, when I first placed my faith in Jesus Christ and left the darkness, left the life of partying, the life of drugs, the life of messing around and doing things I shouldn't have been doing and sexual sins and just, I was wicked. I was bad. I let it go. I turned. God turned me. I repented of my sins. I can still remember one of my friends coming home when he heard about my change, when he heard about my conversion, coming to my house and sitting across from me. And the first words that he said to me was, "Man, have you lost your mind?" He thought I had gone crazy. And still to this day, there are some that are waiting for me to turn back to the sins or to believe that, you know, here he is, he thinks he's this, he thinks he's that. So you're going to have that. But this is why we're called to arm ourselves and to be ready to suffer for the faith, to be willing to be finished with sin, no matter what. If it means slander coming from your family, coming from your friends or whoever, you have made a choice to leave that life, that path, and they do not understand it. It's strange to them. They're surprised by you leaving such a life. Because for them, they're thinking, what more can there be? This is it. You're going to leave the parties. You're going to leave the drugs. You're going to leave the women. You're going to leave the life of just pleasure and sin and indulging and all that to live a life, what they would say, of boredom, of dealing with a church life. They think it's crazy. They think you are crazy. So as the scriptures, friends, this distinction between this former life and this new life in Christ. And here you are as this Christian able to see. Again, people that you've come up with, family members, friends, people you don't know around your same age though. People who are older, people who are younger, still in the life of sin, indulging in that. And here it is, God has brought you out. Oh boy, there's something to be thankful about. There's something to rejoice about. Because that was once you. And that's part of the amazing thing for me. When I see these guys and ladies still in that life, we know that we are saved by grace. It's only by the grace of God that brought me out of that life and placed me now in the kingdom of God. Placed me on a path now where now I walk this newness of life. I'll close with this passage. This is in Ephesians chapter 2. I started out with you in Ephesians chapter 4, but I want to go back to a passage that I think is relevant to our topic here. It's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Listen to what it says. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God, who is so rich in mercy, and he so loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that's just wonderful. That when I think back to that sinful, foul, dark, evil life that I lived, and all of those different things that I used to do against God, all of my many sins, all of my disobedience, just like the rest of the world. Here I was obeying the devil like the rest. Here it was, me who refused to obey God, doing the same things that the world was doing, following my own passionate desires and inclinations, as the scripture says, by my very nature, subject to God's anger. Meaning just by the way I was living, just because of who I was at that time, I deserved to be punished with God's wrath. His anger was on me, just like everyone else. But God, being who he is, being rich in mercy, he so loved me. He brought me out of my sin and gave me life in his son, Jesus Christ. And that's why the scripture says again, that we are saved by grace. Isn't that something? That we are saved by grace, that meaning that we did nothing to earn our salvation. God did it all. He did it all through Jesus Christ. And so now that former life that we used to live in, that former life that we partook in and all of that, the way we came out of it is because God saved us out of it. It is he who brought us out of the darkness. Oh, Christians. I mean, just think about how blessed we are. How blessed we are not to be those people who are still foolish. And they are foolish. They are still reveling in their sins on the path to hell. And here you are. You have been brought out of that life. Oh, do you know how great that is? How wonderful that is. And if you are not a believer, if you are still in that life, still walking around and sin and thinking you got it going on, still boasting about your sin, still boasting about the things that you do against God, still bragging about it and people patting you on the back, telling you how wonderful you are, how great you are, and here you are in sin, refusing to obey God, following your own desires instead of God's path, let me tell you today, place faith in Jesus Christ. Make the turn, get off the road. If the Spirit of God is working on your heart, let today be the day that you trust Jesus Christ. Join the Christians. Stop being a part of the world and be with the Christians. Be on God's side and not the side of the world. I hope this message again would be something that would encourage you, something again that will give you insight, help you along the path, something that will strengthen you in the faith. Thank you for joining me on Christians versus the World.